Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels, this week on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and sponsored by B. Calvano Coaching, my personal practice. And thank you. It is an honor to be here today. And today, I will be doing the weekly angel card reading and a short guided meditation, and then take listener calls, as I see we have those of you waiting right now. And for those of you who are listening, welcome. Those of you who are listening on rebroadcast, welcome. For more information about me, you can always see me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching or at the website bcalvanocoaching.com, where you can find out more about my services and more about me. And today it's been a very, very hot week here in New York City. Those of you who have not seen, we've had a heat wave. Today it's a little cooler, and tomorrow's going to be much better. Can you imagine in the 80s, and it's going to feel like 20 degrees cooler? So it's going to be an awesome day to have a time off. I'm going to go ahead and get started. No, you know what? For those of you who don't know me, I am a spiritual intuitive author and artist. I'm a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, also certified in angel dreams interpretation and advanced angel oracle card and tarot. And I'm also a professional actress and painter. I live here in the New York City area with my husband of 23 years and 5 cats. Yes, they're all rescues. And I was born in Japan, and I've been in New York since 1977, and I really, really love it here. So I was drawn to working with the angels when I've always been involved and interested in personal development, spirituality, even meditation and yoga. And in about 2 years ago, I had a health issue. Actually had an issue where I had to wait for a second opinion on an X-ray, and I was slightly worried. But I used the angel therapy techniques and worked with the angels, and I actually found myself, you know, awaiting to find out whether or not I had cancer, which can be pretty stressful. And I used the techniques, and I found myself being much, much more peaceful than I thought I should have been. And when I actually went to the second opinion appointment, I saw a lot of women in the waiting area and observed and really saw that what I had was really valuable. I mean, to be able to be peaceful without any chemicals or substances and just be present to what was going on, and not like I was mocking it or pretending. I really experienced peace. And I thought that this is something I really wanted to teach others, and that if indeed I found out that my X-rays were clear, that I was going to really, really go about and doing it, and that's what I've been doing. Using the vibration of angels is quite interesting. There are an abundance of angels, archangels, and ascended masters available to assist any one of us at any given moment, much, much more than the number of people on the planet. And how they work is you ask. We all have free will, and interesting thing is they don't intervene in your life unless you ask. And I know some of us have asked in moments of despair or in moments of great, great need. But what you can find out is that you can use angels for anything. If you have a computer problem, really, you can ask the angels to help you with your computer. Not to discount all my tech friends and everything. You can get assistance on anything. And using angel therapy techniques to learn how to clear your energy and balance your energy is quite extraordinary. And, you know, I'm not going to replace medical care. In fact, my husband is a chiropractor. But what it can do is you yourself can learn how to clear your energy centers instantaneously through practice. And this is a method, this is a technique we always had. And in fact, in thousands of years ago, we actually, this was the way. And over the course of time in history, we found other ways, basically from the outside in, healing ourselves. And more people are returning to tribal customs and cultures where we actually use our own innate and intuitive powers. And I believe we all have them. And you can use the angels and angel card readings, which you can also learn to do for yourself, to learn how to expand your own psychic awareness, your own intuition, and therefore opening up your own clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, different ways in which you yourself can pick up messages. And we all need guidance. And look at all the number of self-help books, seminars, and courses. And I spent a lot of money taking them, and I enjoyed them. And there came a moment where I realized I was actually able to figure out what they were going to say before they said it from the front of the room, and also got a sense that people are ready to learn at a much, much faster rate than ever before in civilization. And people are ready to experience their own ability to heal themselves, like right now. And if you watch shows like Oprah's Own and you learn about John of God, and there are different healers on the planet, there are places that you can go with energy centers and vortexes where people are doing the unimaginable, beyond the extraordinary, and it's happening. And because of the internet, we're able to learn and know about this in a faster rate than ever before. So you've probably noticed your life is moving much, much faster than it was before. And it's true, time, in a sense, there is really no such thing as time, but there is an energy vibration occurring right now on the planet where information is passing to us intuitively. And I'm here to teach you the basics about angels, how to work with your angels, how to learn more about them. And I'm not so much in the really esoteric things, and there are great shows here on Blog Talk Radio to teach you more things like that. I'm here to empower you so that you can have more grace and ease in your life, enjoy being in your body, in your life, happiness, peace, and there you go. So this month I chose the topic Awaken to Love, and it's not just about relationship love, falling in love with your soulmate, which is wonderful and great and very important for some of you. But it's also about self-love, and probably that's first, because when you have that, then you begin to attract the others. And love, opening your heart and learning that the greatest energy balancer, the greatest vitamin that you could have, the greatest source of all power is in your love and forgiveness. Forgiveness. And that's a word not easy for some people, but it is in the profound act of forgiveness that you're going to access your complete self. And over the course of different shows, I talk about this. And what I didn't expect, and what's been happening pretty much on every show, is I talk about the same thing in a little bit slight variation, but it really is about embracing love, which is totally unlimited and available, and the access to it, the key, the door, the secret, is forgiveness. And I may or may not do an exercise with that today. We'll see how the show goes. But I've really been experiencing that, guiding to say that. So right now, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to do the weekly reading, and which will start for tomorrow. I mean, actually Monday. But if this resonates for you, then go with it. It's for you right now. The deck I was guided to use is by Doreen Virtue, and she is my mentor who I study with right now. And the deck, which I really enjoy using and I love, is the Ascended Masters deck. And it's because it has energetic beings from all different denominations and cultures. And so when we say the word God on this show, we're not just meaning the traditional God in church and religion. We're talking about higher power, source, the all infinite energy, and how that works for you. And if you are an organized religion, grade, if you're not, it really doesn't matter. It's the source of all life force energy, and which I'll often refer to as God. So here, Monday, Tuesday, the card that was drawn is actually Apollo. And the reading says, focus upon your strengths. And here it says, this card reminds you to focus upon your strengths and not upon any perceived weaknesses. Our strengths could include your loving heart, your pure intentions, people skills, hobbies, or something that you really excel in. And even if your talents still need some polishing, these are strengths and assets for you. And the more you bless and appreciate your strengths, the more they'll grow, and they'll keep growing. If you focus upon your so-called weaknesses, then they will grow. So this card comes to us as a reminder of the importance of viewing ourselves with compassion and love. And anytime you find yourself thinking or feeling poorly about yourself, focus upon your strengths instead. And it also could mean use daily affirmations, which really do work, because words are language, and through your language you create your life. And yes, repeating affirmations really do work. They lift your energy and faith. This card also could mean speak of yourself in positive terms. It also could mean, with Apollo, build an exercise program to continue to build strength and tone your muscles. It is also a card regarding a message of love or healing about a brother or brotherly figure. And also to bring in more sunshine, literally and metaphorically. So here, Apollo, he's the Greek sun god, who's the son of Zeus and the twin brother of the goddess Artemis. And Apollo is a powerful deity who can bring out the sunshine in your life, literally and figuratively. So that is for Monday, Tuesday. Focus on your strengths with whatever projects that you're involved with right now. Don't worry about everything. Focus on your strengths. Wednesday, Thursday, follow your heart. And here the card with the Ascended Master is Saint Francis. And here it says, the answer to your question is in your heart. This card signifies that you can trust your heart's desires, even if you can't clearly see how the outcome will appear or manifest. This is a situation where you're called to walk with faith and be true to yourself. The universe will ensure that your needs are met and will help you with your relationships as you make life changes. It also means that you already know what to do. Trust your intuition and take action accordingly. Your feelings right now are accurate and valid. You're guided to make important and happy life changes, and you're receiving true guidance through your feelings and intuition. It also could mean finding your life purpose, and also for personal peace and global peace. So Saint Francis of Assisi was born to a wealthy Italian cloth merchant, but he later gave up all his inheritance to follow an ascetic spiritual path. He volunteered in hospitals, and he ministered to the sick, and he gained followers who eventually became the Franciscans. And there are many legends who spoke about his ability to communicate with animals, and today he is the patron saint of the environment and animals. So you can call upon Saint Francis for your help in situations where your families and friends don't understand your choices of your spiritual path, or any issue involving animals. So follow your heart with Saint Francis. And his prayer, which is quite famous, is powerful. And here he says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. And where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we're pardoned, and it's in dying to ourselves that we're born to eternal life. And that's the beautiful prayer of St. Francis. And the third card is for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, is meditate. And here we have Siddhartha Gautama Buddha. And here, he's sitting here with beautiful, in a beautiful garden, of course, and golden light around him. And the leaves on the vines are in the shape of a heart. It's really beautiful. And it says, this card is a call for you to meditate regularly. Your path, body, and soul are asking for quiet time to reflect, think, and receive insights. Even a small amount of time devoted to daily meditation will bring you great gifts. You don't necessarily need any formal training in meditation. No, it's simply a matter of sitting quietly and closing your eyes, breathing, and listening. It also may mean that you need some time alone. You may be spending too much time with people. You can also join a meditation group or take a class or listen to a meditation CD. So here it's talking about peace, inner and in the outer world, spiritual growth and understanding. And Siddhartha Gautama, he also, as St. Francis, he devoted his life to finding an end to suffering. He also renounced his family's wealth and tried several spiritual paths, including asceticism. In his quest for spiritual growth, he finally had insight that moderation or the middle way was the path to enlightenment. So here the message is, you know, you don't necessarily have to meditate for 1 hour with your legs hurting, you know, cross-legged. Little steps, tiny steps are fine. And find the middle way. Find a balanced way for yourself. So call upon Siddhartha Gautama Buddha for help in developing your meditation practice and to practice moderation and to overcome any form of suffering. So here is a message for the week. We have three men, and we have strength, heart, and meditation, giving up suffering. So actually it feels like a week of transition. You know, the Mercury retrograde is finally completed, even though there's a little bit of energy of it that drizzles, you know, continues. But for the most part, it's an energetic time. Yes, even meditation can be energetic. Why? You take the time, you allow it, it's an action, but it's an action of beingness and quiet. So follow your heart, you know what to do. Focus on your strengths, don't worry about trying to do everything well. Focus on those few things that you do very, very well. Acknowledge yourself, bless yourself, and take time to breathe and go within. And that is the three-card message for the week. So thank you, Ascended Masters, for that. So next, I was guided again to share with you from my favorite book. My all-time favorite book is called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and it's probably translated, the most translated book on the planet. And here's this little book. If you saw mine, I literally have it held together by a rubber band. It's time to get a new one. I've had it since the early 80s. And through this book and through doing the affirmations, chapter by chapter, and just really delving into it, I truly transformed being working like paycheck to paycheck as a waitress and, you know, as an artist. I was working like sometimes three jobs, but really struggling a lot, and being in a lot of relationships that didn't work very well, and I knew that I wasn't taking the best care of my body. It's very easy to get caught up in the wrong crowd when you're working long hours and being tired and fatigued, not making the best choices. So I used this book, and through this book, Not only did I find my husband, I changed to a job that is fulfilling and peaceful. I have a garden. I have the income to supply myself with the food and supplements that nourish me and take care of me. And I have time to have a yoga practice. And basically, I transformed my life through literally addressing my thought patterns. And I can't say enough about her book, Louise L. Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And you can get this book online or at Hay House. I'm going to put on a little background music as I read a very powerful affirmation. And this affirmation I've read before, but it's so worth hearing it again. It's probably worth hearing every day. Music's going to have to change. So let me just scroll down and I will find. Here we go. Thank you for bearing with me. I am my own radio producer and announcer and host. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more I love, the more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, therefore I take lovingly care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities, working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am totally free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure, for I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world, and so it is. And this is from the chapter on relationships from You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. You can check out her website at hayhouse.com, Hay House Radio. There's so much free information and radio shows to totally support you and empower you in your life. Incredible best-selling authors on her show. And it's almost like a secret wealth right there, right at your fingertips, right there on your computer or on your smartphone. So thank you for listening to that. I'm going to take a one-minute break, and then I'm going to take some the listener calls for your readings. So think of a question that you'd like guidance on from the angels, and I will do an angel card reading for you. I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, so thank you for waiting, and this is Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, normally on Fridays. Today we're here Saturday at 4 p.m., and Barbara Calvano's here. So I'm going to take area code 720. What is your name, and how may I help you?
Hi.
Hi there, you're
my name is Ibatar. And my question is, it's really a comment. I'm ready to be led and guided to my new place of residency. It's about a new place of residency.
And first, tell me your name again, because I could not hear it.
Ibatar.
Ibatar. Oh, very beautiful name.
Thank you.
So you want to know, so I'll be totally upfront with you. I'm not necessarily a psychic, a medium, so I'm not maybe able to tell you exactly where you're going. I may be able to tell you more about moving. So, you know, the guidance, whether you're supposed to move or if you're feeling you're going to move, for sure, but I'm not that type of a psychic to tell you you're going to go by the ocean or by a big city, not, you know.
Okay.
It's probably going to be an ocean because that's what came out of my mouth. But so, Ibatar, let me just go ahead and do let's get guidance about your move, okay? Does that sound good?
Okay.
Guidance
that
about your move.
Wonderful.
Okay. And this is a physical moving, right? A home, not a job.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use the Archangel Michael Oracle cards deck here.
Okay.
And I'm guided to use that one. Okay. So here is great guidance. You know, the angels always come through. The first card, I did three cards. The first card says, spend more time outdoors. So I'm getting a sense you want to be in a place that has more nature. That's what I'm getting from this.
Yes, yes, yeah. You're picking exactly.
That's what I got. we got
exactly.
It. Spend more time outdoors.
Yeah.
Thank you for motivating me to spend more time outdoors and for helping me relax and enjoy connecting with nature. So definitely something with the having access maybe to park.
Yes.
Here I see big trees, you know.
Mm.
So that's what I'm seeing helping me. I see, you know, not your scrawny trees. These are big trees.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, how do you say it? They're like in diameter. They're like, you know, if you put your arms out, you'd have to really open your arms wide to put your arms around the tree. They're like those big trees like that. The tree trunks are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second card says innocence. And here it says, Dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see that all your qualities of pure love and light are reflected within me and all others, and help me embrace my God-given innocence so that I may be at peace. So here there's something about your move that you know that once you move, you're just going to be so much more peaceful. Here the angel's holding a tiny puppy in his hands, and he's looking down like being so taken care of. So it's a place that you want to live in, and you're going to be living in a place where you can feel like you're just so, you can be innocent again, so safety. You can be very secure, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I see here. You can be peaceful and secure. And the third card is explore your options. And it says, Dear God, thank you for your wisdom and love, helping me see, understand, and assess all of my alternative options. Please guide me in the best direction for my health, happiness, and life purpose. So here it says you have a choice in terms of some options. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting from this, from the first card, is that go with what you want. You know, you want to spend more time outdoors, and you want to feel very safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have, here he's guiding you to do that. And I'm going to pull one more card here. Oh, and here we go. It says new beginnings and fresh start. So you are going to move. So that, I can tell you that. You are going to move. And it says, thank you for bringing me new opportunities and offering support. So you will have support. And what I'm saying is financial support or the help in the actual move itself. And for helping me release and heal my past. Fill me with trust as I experience these life changes. So that's what the clincher is on this reading, is that, yeah, you're going to move, but you're also going to heal something and release it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful, beautiful reading. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome. Sorry I couldn't tell you, you know, which city, you know, but it's the city of peace. The city of peace.
Yes, I'll be led and guided to it.
Absolutely. Stay focused on that, and then just listen to your messages, any repeated messages you get, and know that you are being talked to, and don't
mm-hmm.
And if it's a repeated thought or message, and you also get it guided to take an action, do it without hesitation or delay. You don't have to question it. You don't have to question it.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay,
congratulations.
Thank
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And now the next caller is area code 559. What is your name and how may I help you?
My name is Evelyn and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Evelyn. Thank you for calling in. How may I help you today?
Well, I just want to know what the angels, any type of message they have for me would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. That's often the question that we get is, like, what is the guidance, like, you know, in general? And I'm going to go with Archangel Michael today because he's a powerful angel. I don't know if you know him. He's the right-hand angel to God, and he's wonderful. So we'll ask for Evelyn. What guidance do you have for her today? Okay, here we go. So, Evelyn, the first card, I did also three cards. The first card says angel energy, but angel came out of my mouth. So here we go. Energy healing work. Thank you for sending me healing energy to me, through me, for my own blessings and for all of those around me. Thank you for connecting me to loving and high-integrity healers and teachers of energy healing modalities. So the first word that came out of my mouth, angel, so I don't know if you thought about being an angel card reader or working with angels or healing, but here this card talks about that you're being sent healing energy, not only for yourself but for those people around you, and that you may be connected to healers and teachers at this time. The second card says God.
No, that's correct. I wish I could connect with angels. That's something I've always said.
So if you said that, then they're there around you. They're literally coming. They're around you right now. And here's the second card. Says God is in charge. So it says, "Dear God, please help me let go of this situation, giving it in faith and trust to your divine wisdom and infinite love in order to resolve and heal everything and everyone involved." So there's a situation in your life, and God, your higher power source, is taking care of it. That you just need to give over it, let go, let God, and know that in faith and trust, everything's going to be resolved. And it could be,
wow,
it could refer to this new work that you're interested in doing, or any, or something else. So God is totally
I think it's, I recently lost the man I love, and I think it's that. I'm asking God to allow myself to overcome this. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah, so that's what we see, that you're going to be, he's going to be healed and you're going to be healed. So you just need to let go of this situation. And the third card says a favorable outcome. So here it says, thank you for the beneficial outcome to this situation, which is perfect and fair for everyone involved. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me trust and have faith. So here it's talking about a favorable outcome. So I don't know if, you know, if there's any material things that were involved, or monies or anything, or even energy, you know, like anger, toxic energy, basically saying it's all going to be healed. Thank you for a beautiful outcome to this situation, which is perfect and fair for everyone involved. It's going to help you trust and have faith. So that's what I'm seeing here.
Thank you. That's such a beautiful reading. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, Evelyn. And go with the first card that, you know, really, it almost like pushed out of my mouth. It said angel, you know. So if you are called to, if you feel it in your heart to learn about angels and work with angels, then absolutely. I don't know if you have any of Doreen Virtue's books, or check out on her website.
I do. I've read her books, and I have two decks. But when I use them, I don't feel like I'm using them correctly. So I'm like, I'm a little unsure of how, what's the proper way to use them.
Well, did you read the directions
of the
little booklet?
Yes,
did you read the booklet?
Advice about tapping. Yes, about tapping it, and then, you know, shuffling and saying the prayer and patting them out to your heart. But every time I do that, I feel like I want to do something else, and I'm like,
okay.
I kind of want to do it randomly.
Then you need to go with your intuition. That's one of the things we learned when I got trained. Follow your intuition. If you feel guided to select one card, or to select seven cards, or in the shape of a heart or shape of a star, that's your own intuitive ability. But you also want to learn when using cards, and this is for everyone who's listening who uses angel cards, you want to not let anybody else touch them, because after they touch them, their vibration goes on the cards. So if that happens, then you want to clear the deck. You must clear the deck of all the energy. And how you do that is you can literally hold the cards in your hand and just ask Archangel Michael to please clear this deck. And then you also want to pray and invoke the archangels to protect you when you do a reading. So no lower energies want to come and fool around. You know, you just want to be protected. And then you also want, you can call upon different archangels as you learn, but you can call upon Haniel and ask for an accurate reading. So probably the most important thing is to ask for protection before you do the reading, right? And then don't let other people touch the cards. And follow your heart. If you feel guided to do something, you know, like you feel guided to create your own system, and then go with it.
Okay, great advice. Thank you. I never thought about asking for protection.
Yeah, well,
so
that's
thank
part.
You. That's
yeah, you want to shield yourself before you do the reading. And after you do a reading for someone, say you do it over the phone like I'm doing, right? Then, because
mm-hmm.
your energy comes into my area, when I'm done with my show, I always ask Archangel Michael to literally vacuum, like we're going to clear the energy out of the room. So all energy that has come here is gone, right? So you also want to clear your space after you do a reading, because we're talking about energy, right? And you're pulling energy
mm-hmm.
in and you're drawing towards you, so you want it to do that. And also you want to read her book about how to take care of your body so that you clear your body daily, shield your body, right, with the cobalt blue light with Archangel Michael, so that your energy is always shielded from lower energies, and you also can allow, you know, the positive energy to come into you. So those are energy techniques. The more you read her books, you'll learn more about that, or you can take some of her courses. But that's when you really get better readings. You're going to feel really calm and peaceful and connected, and also detox your body of caffeine or any chemicals or substances that are going to get into your system and cloud your vision, okay?
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, purify your body as much as yoga, meditation, and you're going to find a completely different sense about your readings, okay?
Will do. Thank you very, very
much. Oh, you're welcome, Evelyn. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so the next caller is area code 353. What's it? It's a lot of numbers. Oh, let me see. Yeah, 353, what is your name, and how may I help you today?
My name is Mary. I'm calling from Ireland.
From Ireland? Oh, my
goodness.
That's
right.
Hi, Mary. Thank you. I feel chills. Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
I actually just came across the radio there a few weeks ago, and I've been listening to some of the archived material, and it's wonderful.
Thank you. I've never been to Ireland, but I have some past ancestors in my my line of heritage from Ireland. So,
okay,
I have to visit.
From Ireland, is it?
My maiden name, I'm Scotch. Scotch-Irish, so I'm on both sides. My maiden name is Kid.
Oh, that's wonderful. And where are you living? You're in what part of America are you?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, okay. I've got some cousins in New York, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of Irish in my neighborhood.
Actually, Barbara, what I want, if you can I ask a specific question, or is it just a general reading you do?
Oh, go ahead and ask what's there for you.
Okay, I'm actually going through a very difficult time with several years where there are four members of my family really bullying me and treating me very badly. The worst one is my mother. I'm actually 56 years old, and she's trying to evict me from my home at the moment. There's a court case ongoing about it. So I have my mother on one hand and my two sons on the other, and it's just been horrendous. So I suppose what I want to know is if I can remain here in my home place on the property, or if I will have to leave.
Okay. So I'm going to use Archangel Michael's deck again, and we'll get a sense.
Thank you.
Regarding to your situation, you know, what guidance does Archangel Michael have for you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm guided to choose four cards. And the first card, this is the in regards to your situation and question, the first card says, have confidence. So, Mary, it says, Archangel Michael, there's a prayer on the card, and it says, Archangel Michael, please lend me your courage and fortitude. Help me realize that I am one with all that is divine, with divine wisdom, strength, love, creativity, abundance, and health. Allow me to feel confident and peaceful about myself in all ways. So you're being asked in this situation to have confidence. Okay? I don't know the legal matters in your situation, but it's saying just find a way to have confidence. Okay? The second card says honor.
You know, where you were saying about intuition, and my intuition is really telling me that I will be remaining here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that niggling little doubt then just starts to worry me, and I'm awake at night worrying.
Yeah, and then what we
but
do
I'm
is
always
that
praying to Archangel Michael, actually.
Okay, good. It's perfect, because you know then that if you worry, you fill your body with that fear energy, and that will attract more fear energy from other people. It's like a mirror, right?
Yeah.
So you have confidence and peace. Then your mother and those around you will they'll actually experience peace within them. So you're asked right now to have confidence. And the second card says honor and trust your feelings. So that's what you're telling me. And here the prayer on the card says, thank you, Archangel Michael, for supporting, guiding, and protecting me as I listen to and act upon my feelings. Help me understand and express my emotions with love. So here, if you have to speak with her or anyone who's upsetting you, you're going to be able to express your emotions with love, because you know that when you speak with love, what will happen? They will be more prompted to shift. You're a vibration. You are pure vibration.
Okay.
And so honor and trust your feelings. So you're already doing the work with Archangel Michael. Just continue doing that. And the third card here says, explore your options. And here it says, dear God, thank you for your wisdom and love, helping me see, understand, and assess all of my alternative options. Please guide me in the best direction for my health, happiness, and life's purpose. So here I'm getting two things. The options are shifting how you're thinking about the situation, which you're already doing. So that's for your health and happiness, right? If you're worrying and obsessing and repeating in your mind, if someone's bullying you, you want to shift that. You don't want to keep talking about that, you know? You want to just don't say that, you know? And you want to be open just in case you might have to move or something. You're going to be a lot more effective in your life if you're peaceful and healthy. So I don't know how this whole situation is affecting your health, but it's here I'm picking up also that you want to take care of your health, your happiness right now, despite what's going on. You want to really control your thoughts. I don't like the word control. You want to like manage your thoughts. And your health, because if you're healthy, you're going to be more peaceful, and you're going to be an energy that people are not going to fight with. Do you know what I mean? Or if they're arguing with you, you're just not going to give it back to them. You know what I mean? You're just going to be a beacon of light.
I do. I understand. Okay. It's just so hard because, I mean, I've done nothing wrong, and I've been treated so badly.
Well, it could be karmic, you know, so I'm not going to go into that. It could be karmic, but what you can do to shift the karma is don't do anything back to them, you know. Unless they're hitting you with a stick, you know, then you move, right? But if they're using words and things, you want to see if you can just have compassion for them. I don't know if they have a drinking problem or if they're not well in the mind or something, or they're depressed. They may just be shoving their energy towards you, but I'm going to go to the last card for your reading. I did a fourth card. It says, believe and trust. And here it says, before going to sleep tonight, this is perfect. Every night before you go to sleep, I don't know if you're doing this, but you can ask Archangel Michael to please enter my dreams and replace my fear with faith and trust. and let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. So that's what you want to be working on, your own strength, courage, and confidence. So instead of feeling like you're a little girl being bullied, you know, you want to pull up your, you know, big girl pants, right, and say, all right, it's time for me to grow up, right? It's time for me to be a woman about this. You know, I don't need to melt down like a puddle of chocolate. You know, I need to stand for who I am. And perhaps this whole situation very well may be in your life right now so that you will become the strong, courageous woman that you are. You know, sometimes we have things going on in our life. Exactly. If that what needs to come up right now, this is the time.
Mm-hmm.
So practice. Small practices. Before you go to sleep, ask Archangel Michael to do this. You may not remember your dream. Don't worry about it. He just goes in there and he just starts making things happen, moving things around. And you know, so really right now it's time for you to have confidence and work on your personal courage and your personal confidence and strength. And your physical strength,
Barbara.
Also, your strength comes from health also. Take care of your health right now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling me from Ireland. It's so great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks. God bless.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye.
Okay, so the next caller is area code 561. What is your name and how may I help you today?
Hi, this is Lena.
Hi.
Florida. How are you?
Very good. You said Lena or Rena?
Hello?
What is your name?
Hello.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me? Oh, did we lose our connection? I can hear you. Oh, okay. So we'll go to the next caller. We lost Rena. So now is area code 570. What is your name and how may I help you?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Terry and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for calling in. What can I do for you today?
I want a message from the angels. I'm in this relationship moving forward to marriage in the spring, and I'd like to know if the angels, what they have to say about it. I'm a little nervous because I was a widow.
Okay. So I'm going to use, are you familiar with Doreen Virtue's cards, her angel oracle cards?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to go directly to the Romance Angels deck. I love this deck. And we're going to... And I apologize. You said your name was Mary?
Carrie with a C.
Carrie with a C. Okay.
Like Teresa, so Carrie.
Okay, I got it. I have the air conditioner fan on because it's a little hot here in New York.
A little hot here, too.
You know? Okay. So. All right. So here it's wonderful. So the three cards that I was guided to draw are, the first card says healing family issues. And on the card it says your love life benefits as you forgive your parents. So if there's anything left that you have not forgiven, now's the time to let that go and release. Sometimes we think we may have forgiven, but we have not forgiven that little thing, you know, that one more little thing. But there's something there with that. And the second card says, it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. So here it's like absolutely, it's all there for you, all there for you. And the third card says, let go of control issues. Allow this situation to unfold naturally. So here it coincides with what you said, you know, about there may be a little bit of, this is your second time
It's a control issue because with my husband for so many years, you get used to the same person, the same man, and having him do for you and when it's a new person in your life and they don't do like the first one did.
Sure.
It's a disappointment. It's a disappointment.
Sure, sure.
And
sure.
It's not that he's not a good man, but he has his own ways. And, you know, you get used to some ways, and it is a control issue for me, big control.
Well, sure, you know, and you know what? It's normal, because it's normal for a human being to do that, you know? I've been married for 23 years. If I had to go to someone new, I know I would have control issues, you know? I know it.
I was married 43 years before my husband passed.
Wow. Oh,
I was
wow.
with my husband since I was 16 years old, so
wow.
when this, I love this man dearly, and I know he loves me, and he's Scotch Irish too.
Wow, wow.
And when he tells me I'm tired
yeah.
and I'm not coming, it annoys me, because if that was my husband, I would manipulate him to do what I wanted, and see, it's a control. I knew it was control.
Yeah. Well, here,
you know,
I do one more card.
I don't get my way, I set my feet.
Yeah. Well, here's your fourth card, which I was guided to draw, and it says, getting to know each other. So as you reveal your innermost selves to each other, your bond deepens. So it's a beautiful message that, you know, yeah, it's going to take time. And it's going to take time, and your bond will deepen. And being aware of your control issues is like 99% of the battle. Just being aware of it, right? And then knowing that it's safe, it's totally safe for you to love.
When you said that.
Mm-hmm. And the first card talking about if there's anything that you need to let go of, you know, sometimes as we get older, we remember things that we had forgotten. But it's so great because it's now there available for us to let go of, right? So, you know, and you can ask the angels to help you. Sometimes you don't have to. You don't have to call them or write a letter or email. You actually can just do it through prayer and release. You know, I'm now ready to forgive and let go, or you know, and you will gain more access to more love, because whatever you're holding on to inside your heart is a space. It's being taken up by something. When you let that go, then you have more space, right? So that is your message, you know, for the... your relationship for the upcoming.
Thank you. That was a very good message, and I am going through that transition of being more patient and being more understanding and not having my way and control. And it is true,
but I
meditate and I speak to the angels, so I'm glad that I have that reading. Thank you very much. That puts me at a better place now.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much
for calling today. And have a wonderful weekend. Okay?
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I only have 2 minutes left, so I see my caller called back from Florida, and I am going to area code 561. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Did you call in earlier?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened. I would say hello, and then
hello. I know. So I can hear you now, but I basically have only 1 minute. But if you go on Facebook and you go to B. Calvano Coaching, if you see the information on Blog Talk Radio, I will do a reading for you through Facebook messages. Oh, she's gone. If you're listening and you can hear, you can go to Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching and message me your question, and I will message you back a 3-card reading. And that's for the other caller, too, who just got dropped, area code 559. So if you would like a reading, you can do the same thing. You can go to my website to get my information if you cannot find it. It's B as in Barbara, CalvanoCoaching.com. I wish you all a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. It's summertime. And have a blessed day. Check me out again next Friday at 4 p.m. for Let's Ask the Angels. And thank you. and namaste.